Good evening. It's not that long. My name is Greg Allman. I have been asked to share some of what I experienced in participating in Exodus 90 last spring and to keep it under 5 minutes, a difficult task, sharing something this personal and this important to me. I would recommend this exercise to any man. I was fortunate to be asked by Sam to participate with him and some other men from our parish. I was hesitant. A young lady from the parish told me she didn't think I could do it. I was only familiar with Sam or any of the other participants. It seemed strange to me that giving up certain things, regimenting others, would result in some kind of spiritual growth. I read a little bit about the program. There are pros and cons to be found on the web. I had no idea what could be gained, and I thought depriving myself by way of the disciplines could be endured, so I committed to do it. What did I give up? From where I am now, it seems I gave up a lot of noise, attachments to things, and habits that simply filled my day. Busy, busy, busy. Simply, I am a slave to a great many things, attached to them by chains I have forged myself. I have settled for compromises instead of reaching for virtues. My life, a succession of chaste vapors and illusions, and trying to use them to fulfill me. Please do not get the impression I have conquered this and stand before you as some kind of saint. What did I gain? A taste of freedom, a possibility that life did not have to be this way, the idea of a path to be followed. There is a still, quiet, and small place in each of us. In that place, we can see who we truly are, and if we can reach that place and try to live in it, we can become a better person, and the world will be a better place because of it. There are a great many storms in our lives. Some people might say mess. They can destroy a weak man standing on his own. I have depended upon the strength of my fraternity to weather a storm that I may not have otherwise survived. When a man falls, the loss to those near him cannot be calculated, and you may be fine, strong, capable. Others are not so fortunate. As in the parable of the talents, you can keep that for yourself, or you can invest it in your fellow man and become richer for it. You are needed. What you can share with the fellow men of the faith can come from you alone. I would like to tell you that you will receive back what you get into this, but that would not be accurate. I got back far more than I contributed. I'm reminded of the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. I brought what I had, and the Lord made up the difference, and all were satisfied. Lastly, my experience may have been typical or extraordinary. I prefer to call it extraordinary, which is why I recommend it to you. I have had difficulty putting experience in the past as a memory, and I continue to meet with my fraternity. We still practice a modified form of the disciplines, and I think is the best measure of its worth. What was difficult, uncomfortable, few things in life are worth doing are easy and comfortable. And I've got, can you do this? I think you can. I'm supposed to say, give it a whirl, or I don't think you can, but I think you can. Thank you.